It is time for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is our kids' question of the week. Always a great way to start an interesting conversation with a child in your life, as well as any of your friends and family. Today in the studio, I am joined by two illustrious members of our 97.9 The Hill crew, Nikki Harris and Anna Griffin. Nikki, Anna, thanks so much for joining me. How are you guys doing this Wednesday?
Hey, Brighton. We're good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I am excited to see what the question is today. Let's hop right into it. Oh, this is awesome.
Has Jack been writing them?
Jack has, and he's picked a really good one. Which holiday has the worst candy?
Ooh.
We've got Valentine's Day. We've got Valentine's Day coming up. Lots of chocolate at that point. A very, very popular candy time. But honestly, we've kind of moved in, as society, into a place where there's almost always some sort of holiday that you can be buying stuff for. Which holiday has the worst candy? Nikki, you seem to already have one in mind.
Easy answer. Easter Peeps. Terrible.
Oh, wow.
Hot debate.
I know it's a hot take. Every year my mom buys Peeps, or when I was younger, my mom would buy Peeps and put them in my Easter basket, actively knowing I hated them. And then she'd be like, oh, if you don't want to eat them, I guess I have to.
Heady play by your mom there. Yeah.
So I see that. Because I have consumed many a Peep in my lifetime, but I feel like it's one of those candies where no one likes to eat it, but it's not Easter without it. It's so iconic. So it depends on like worst candy
for flavor.
No one likes
the taste,
right? No one likes it for its purpose.
Yeah.
But what it represents.
Here's what I say. I think Peeps get infinitely better if you open up the packaging and let them sit for like a day.
Wow.
As weird as that sounds, I don't like the Peeps when they're super soft.
Fresh.
Okay. I think they need like a day to age.
That's
get a little bit stale,
like,
and then they're better.
Line.
Yeah. I feel the same way
fine
about
Peep.
I feel the same way about Circus Peanuts too, which is just one of the more bizarre candies out there.
Some specific things.
Listen, I've got a big sweet tooth, so I have several
You've
techniques.
Experimented.
I gotta counter your Easter, Nikki. Peeps are, I think it's fair to say, are the worst Easter candy. I agree with you on that front. But like, Easter also has good, you get chocolate bunnies, which are great. You also get jelly beans.
Jelly beans are
strictly an Easter candy to me. And you also get carrot cake M&Ms, which they don't sell any other time. And if you've never had them, they are so good. I really, really like them. Top tier flavor of M&Ms.
S-tier.
So I think, to me, Easter is actually kind of high up there.
Fair.
I might have to go with Christmas.
Ooh.
It's all the peppermint.
Yeah, mint.
I like mint a lot, but I find myself, I'm much more of a chocolate person. And so
Valentine's Day, though.
I really like Valentine's Day because it's very chocolate-based.
It's all chocolate.
It's a chocolatey day. But for Christmas, there's like I will always pass the minty stuff up to go with the chocolate stuff, and I feel like the candy that Christmas is typically known for is more on the candy cane side and stuff like that. And again, huge sweet tooth. I don't dislike any of it. I will eat
candy.
Any of it.
Don't get me wrong.
But it's toward the lower end because I like Halloween.
Halloween's the best.
It's a little bit of everything.
Halloween's the best for candy. It's its whole thing.
Yeah.
So we have to give Halloween that.
Although we should, do we want to forge into the conversation of whether candy corn is good or not? I know that was a hot topic around the office.
I stand for candy corn.
As do I.
As do I.
Will.
Okay,
right.
So we're
Thank
all
God.
In it.
Oh, oh my God.
We're talking to some intellectuals here that can agree candy corn is delicious.
Okay. Developed palates.
Yes.
So that definitely boosts the case for Halloween. I'm trying to think of any other holidays that could have specific candy to them. Starting to run dry.
Oh, no, I mean, Hanukkah has like gelt, but that's strictly chocolate.
Yeah.
Still more chocolate.
I can't think of anything specific. So yeah, that's why I think I would have to go with Christmas as my holiday that has the worst candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree. I think so.
And I mean, the candy on Flag Day is nothing to write home about.
I was going to say, I feel like there are a couple of holidays maybe that are a little obscure it's that we're missing flat. On. Yeah, that could be the next, that could be kind of a spinoff question.
President's Day is right around the corner. What I don't holiday, know what Aubrey's going to have in that candy bowl.
What holiday deserves to have candy with it?
That doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Oh, St. Probably. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Some chocolate and some beer.
Some like chocolate gold coins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm
green,
totally
green
content.
Candy.
Green candy.
If you go the fruity route, which is always my preferred.
Yes.
Like a green Jolly Rancher kind of feel.
Yeah.
Up in here.
Or like a specialty Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That would be, that
I
would,
guess there are
I get down with that.
I like these ideas. We got some good creative juices flowing. We need to talk about this off air and not give any business ideas away before we
trademark. Trademark all of what we said.
Exactly. Well, if you are driving around or at home sharing a snack, ask your child this same question, which holiday has the worst candy, and see where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them on Facebook with us or on Instagram or Twitter. All you got to do is tag at WCHL Chapelboro and use the hashtag KidsQ. Nikki Harris, Anna Griffin, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for having us.